Well, Robert Shields may not have had the most interesting life, but it sure was well documented.
The entire day is accounted for. I don't leave anything out. It started in at midnight and go through the next midnight, and every 5 minutes is accounted for.
That's Robert Shields talking with NPR in 1994. He died earlier this month in Dayton, Washington, after keeping what is possibly the world's most voluminous diary, 37 million plus words.
Now, his method was almost scientific. His office was equipped with 6 IBM typewriters in case the other 5 broke. He slept in increments of no more than 2 hours so that he could arise, write down the contents of his dreams. He broke up his waking hours up in 5-minute chunks, the better for recording precisely what had happened to him.
12:20 to 12:25, I stripped to my thermals. I always do that.
Oh.
12:25 to 12:30, I discharge urine. 12:30 to 12:50, I ate leftover salmon, Alaska red salmon by Bumblebee, about 7 ounces. Drank 10 ounces of orange juice while I read the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations.
Of course he did.
Of course, not one to just toil with the written word. There were other materials lying around that Robert Shields decided to use. He even pasted his nose hairs into his diary.
For DNA purposes, it might, in years to come, they might be able to figure out my genetics from having a physical artifact.
What is this in your diary?
Oh, whenever we purchase anything, like meat particularly, I peel the stickers off and put it in the diary, because then there's a record of how much we bought and what the price of it was. 8:35 to 40, I peel meat labels from Macquarie to mount in the diary. Bacon is up 20 cents a pound.
Robert Shields worked as a minister and a high school English teacher before he began keeping the diary in 1972. He had apparently been a kind of spotty journal keeper until that time. But in 1972, something just clicked into place. This is him talking to producer David Isay.
I just kept going, and then I thought, well, I don't want to stop now. And I kept going, and I don't want to stop now. And I just kept it up.
Why are you doing this?
It's an obsession. That's all I can say. It's an obsession.
Robert Shields was 89 years young. You know what the kind of modern-day diary is, Allison? I think is the blog.
I would agree with that.
And I've started about 8 or 9 blogs. This is why I never could keep a good diary either.
Right. And also, as a friend of mine said, if you write it down, means somebody's going to read it sometime in life. You should always know that. Ask Bob Graham. He was actually going to run for president. Remember the senator?
Oh, yeah.
But his diary was very much along the lines of Robert Shields.
I'm thankful that people actually do. Whenever you watch one of those Ken Burns, you know, movies, you're like,
yes,
these people were really with it. Dearest diary, today we took on the South or whatever. If you read my diary,
would it be boring ass?
It would be Robert Shields-esque. Oh, yeah, boring ass. What a segue.
I was trying. There you go. Boring ass. Except that title's been taken by auteur Kevin Smith. You know him, you love him. He wrote Clerks and Mallrats. Well, he has a new book out called My Boring Ass Life, His Diary. We talked to Kevin Smith about the minutiae of his day, as well as the new projects he's working on. That interview's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Wall-to-wall diary coverage.